You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
My thoughts on the combine are really that, A, there are some really amazing content creators and analysts out there that if you really want to dive into the combine, like, you should go follow them. I mean, Dane Brugler, Ben Fennell, friend of the show, Ben Fennell, you know, all of the typical draft people over at The Ringer, like our friends at Pack-A-Day, Andy and Ross Uglum do a daily show. Like, so if you really want deep dives, I really encourage you all to go listen to those experts, right? Because there's people that are there and they're amazing. That would be my first take, right? My second is that I feel like the combine has changed a lot over the last few years. Players feel more empowered to opt out of drills. They'd rather do things at the pro days. They have a little bit more leverage, definitely, with the way that college football has changed over the last few years. So it's not the same as it once was, which is okay. Like, there's an evolution in the game. And I think that maybe I'm on the side of, I support a little bit more player empowerment in terms of like what they want and don't want to do with their bodies. So it's just not the way it once was, right? You're not going to get the same level of testing. Not everybody's out there. Some players really put a lot of stock in the combine. If you're not necessarily like a well-known player who's like a bona fide first round pick, like, this is your opportunity to really shine and increase your stock. And I think that's amazing. For players like Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr., like, you don't need the combine. You know, you don't need to get tests. You know where you're going to, you know, get drafted, and great, good for you. You know, more opportunities for other people, and I think that's okay. So I kind of view it like the SAT and the ACT these days for college. You know, like, it's test optional now. If it's going to help you get into a better school, great, take it. Submit your test scores. If you think it's going to harm your stock, you don't have to do it now. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, there were certainly players noteworthy, like Xavier Worthy, who set a new combine record, 4.21, made himself, I'm sure, some money by doing that. So there are players. And I think what's so cool about the combine, which is almost maybe easier to assess than the way that they participate in drills, is just how they conduct themselves in interviews. Like, that was probably my favorite part of the week, as fun as it is to, like, watch guys. I know they used to call it the underwear Olympics, right? Like, watch them run drills and everything. It's almost more fun, for me at least, to sit and listen to how they hold themselves in interviews and how they conduct pressers, because a lot of guys have such really good stories and, you know, their knowledge of football shines through. So that I liked, you know, one of the players I mentioned on Packaday was Max Melton, Bo Melton's younger brother, who switched from wide receiver to corner. His stock is rising. He had a really good combine. So I think the last thing I'll say on this too is if you are somebody that loves relative athletic scores from Ken LaPlatte, he does an amazing job. Obviously, we know Brian Gutekunst loves those athletic freaks. So check out his website. Consider donating if you use his numbers a lot, because he puts a ton of work into those. And I'm sure we'll use them as we do draft study here. But yeah, so let's shift then and talk about this free agent market, because we knew it was already going to be heavy in the things the Packers were needing, right? Running back, safety, inside linebacker. And then something must have gotten in the water on Tuesday and Wednesday, because the market just completely erupted and we saw a ton more movement here right before the start of the new league year. So what were some of your first impressions coming out of that?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, well, you said it. I mean, I think we originally went in having a few names in each category, understanding who would be available, and then all of a sudden this week, the list grew a lot longer as teams started releasing players and looking at their cap and restructuring. And I think safety is just not, I don't know, maybe teams are not valuing their safeties nearly as much, but you know, we watched Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs get released this week. We watched Jordan Poyer get released this week from the Bills. I also think Mike Hyde got released, or if he was a free agent already. Either way, you know, that's a name that Packers fans will be very familiar with. So the point being is that the list has gotten much, much, much longer. And my overall arching thoughts, honestly, is that for a team like the Packers, who need probably not just one safety, but two, and who need maybe not just one linebacker, but two, you know, to have a more saturated market plays to their advantage, because you're not only going to have more options, but they're going to be less expensive because they have less leverage to go out and ask for more money because they have just more competition. So in general, like, this week was just great for the Green Bay Packers front office.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned the competitive advantage of the salaries. We saw it a couple of years ago, and it's trending that way again, where it's not the strongest safety class in the draft. There is an oversaturation of available safeties on the market, and I think we're going to see a lot more one-year deals from guys saying, like, this probably isn't my break-the-bank year. Let me go have a really nice season somewhere in a one-year deal and use it almost like a prove-it year. And I feel for the players in that, you know, a little bit, because they deserve to make their money. But from a competitive advantage, as far as like the salary cap is concerned and what teams are going to do, you know that they're going to be looking at some of these options. And it's funny because I think we talked even last week that like one of Darnell Savage, Rudy Ford, and Jonathan Owens likely comes back of that trio. With the way that the market has kind of adjusted itself and the sheer number of guys that are available, I'm not so sure anymore. You know, the Packers might say, like, yes, they still have Ryan Downard as a safeties coach, so continuity, you know, they might want to bring someone else into the room for Jeff Hafley, but they also still have Anthony Johnson Jr. And I'm not saying he's going to be a starter, but there will be a little bit of consistency there. So the way that I thought, like, for sure the Packers would bring back one of those three, now I'm not really sure that that happens.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I also think, like, he's the rookie. They probably want to develop him, give him space. But we also heard at the combine this week that it's probably most likely that Savage is not coming back. It seems like there's just more like mutual interest that both sides would like a fresh start. And that there is like legitimate interest from other teams that think that like maybe they can retool some of Savage's like first round pick, you know, athleticism and tools, and, you know, he can just be used elsewhere, which again, I wish for Savage to go on and have a, a good career, and that maybe just like I said, the fresh start somewhere else is probably what's best at this point. And that there are teams that are interested in him, and it's just not one of those teams is not Green Bay. Another thing that happened this week too is that we reached the franchise tag deadline, right? So we saw a number of players get franchise tagged. I think we can debate the merits and the likes and dislikes on the franchise tag for another day. But the franchise tag happened, which I think is always an interesting deadline because it does reshape the free agent market. Who you think is going to be available may not always be available. I know that, you know, Antoine Winfield Jr. was seen hanging out with Jordan Love, and, you know, everyone loves to speculate, you know, Jordan Love is out here recruiting. Quite frankly, I never buy into that because they could just be friends.
Right.
You know? Just like, you know, we saw Keyshawn Nixon hanging out, you know, with Deebo Samuel. They're probably just friends.
We just saw Matt LaFleur and Matt Eberflus together. Don't think there's
game. Right, exactly. Like, these are human beings who love to spend time together. But, you know, I say in jest. However, the Bucks franchise tagged Antoine Winfield Jr. with the hopes of getting him on a long-term deal. Naturally, like, that makes perfect sense. If I was the Bucks, I would do the same thing with a player like Winfield. Same with Kyle Duggar, right? He was transition tagged by the Patriots, meaning that they can kind of match whoever, like, wants to go and get Kyle Duggar. So it's not necessarily the same thing as a franchise tag, but he is now, I think, net like off the market. So it's interesting, right? It's interesting to see who was taken off the market before they even become available. The Lions re-signed Emmanuel Mosley. Legarius Sneed was franchise tagged by the Chiefs. Jalen Johnson was franchise tagged by the Bears. Not that I think the Packers are ever interested in Jalen Johnson. but you know, things like that, people who weren't franchise tagged, also really interesting, right? The Ravens opted to not use their franchise tag on Patrick Queen, right? So he's going to become available. Again, I don't know if that's someone who the Packers are going to go after, but it's like who is and isn't used happened this week. So the market is now like set up.
Yeah, and I mean, lots of really good names, like you mentioned, kind of starting here with the safeties. Cameron Curl, Justin Simmons, Xavier McKinney, I think Cameron Curl's probably not in the same sphere, but Xavier McKinney, a huge one. I know a lot of Packer fans are really interested in from the Giants. Justin Simmons, a surprise release, obviously, from the Broncos. Jordan Poyer, you mentioned already, Micah Hyde, some Bills names popping up that, you know, I think everyone is surprised by to see that. So the market will be available for the Packers. And, you know, you mentioned, I don't know why you'd rush into potentially signing these guys early. You know, you're probably going to kind of let the market establish itself. Like, I'm not sure anybody wants to be the first signing ever because you want to see someone else kind of set the market. And then, you know, for negotiation purposes, like what's available. But yeah, these names are all, I think, going to be coming off the list here pretty quickly. It's a good year for the Packers to need some safety help.